Good morning and welcome to BBTV. Today I'm joined by Ben Lord, Bond Fund Manager and our Specialist for Inflation-Linked Strategies at M&G. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Well, this week's episode is all about the latest inflation print and central bank policy decisions. Well, inflation in the UK and the US has surprised to the upside. Well, now, Ben, do I have to start worrying about the purchasing power of my new £10 note?
No, because the new £10 note's only been in circulation for a few days, and over that period we've actually seen a pretty significant move in sterling. So no, you don't need to worry about the new £10 note. I think you can have a more lively debate around the longer term prospects for sterling, because ultimately it's going to come down to what the shape of the economy post-Brexit, and we're still flying very blind in regards to knowing the outcome of all those negotiations. The pound has risen strongly because, frankly, the Bank of England has changed its view. It's become more hawkish. It's changed its rhetoric. Post the inflation numbers that we got, where CPI this week went from 2.6 to 2.9 and RPI went from 3.6 to 3.9, above expectations, and quite significant moves. And the Bank of England responded not necessarily in the way I think markets expected it to. I think the market was expecting a likelihood of a change in the voting behaviour on the committee, maybe going from 7-2 in favour of remaining on hold to 6-3, maybe even more. So we didn't get that. We still had a 7-2, but there has been a step change in rhetoric from the Bank of England. Mark Carney, who's been very dovish over the number of years of his tenure, has said that he's in favour of a hike in the next few months, along with the majority, and even potentially the most dovish member of the MPC has come out and said he's also in favour of a hike in the next few months. So that's had an impact. Sterling rallied 3% against the dollar in the last 2 days of last week, post the inflation numbers, and 10-year gilt yields are 25 basis points, 30 basis points higher than they were before the news. So there has already been a pretty significant tightening in financial conditions in the UK, and I think it's going to get quite interesting as we move towards this November hike decision as to whether the economy is strong enough to sustain this tightening in policy. But that remains to be seen.
To be seen, yeah. Another interesting decision we're going to have this week, looking across the pond, FOMC meeting this Wednesday. Markets are pricing in a 50-50 chance that we're going to see one more rate hike this year. So any chance that we're going to see one this week already?
No, not this week. They're going to start balance sheet runoff this week. The debate's around December. And that is going to depend on how the economy continues to develop. Particularly once we can see past the disruption to the economic data caused by the hurricanes, is the labour market still going to be strong? Is there going to be any sign that wage growth finally starts to come through? And if we see wages, we're going to see a Fed hike in December.
Okay. Now the big question is, okay, 50-50, how do I as a fund manager or you as a fund manager position your portfolio against that outlook?
Well, I think 50-50 means you probably shouldn't be a million miles away from neutral in a normal environment. I think the more interesting debate can be around the shape of the curve. So if you think that the Fed is going to be hiking interest rates at the short end, and the economic strength, the underlying economic strength of the real economy doesn't warrant that, you'd be worried about the Fed hiking too much and pushing the economy back into a recession. So you're talking in that environment about a curve flattener where front-end rates rise and long-end rates don't. Potentially, even in its extreme form, you'd be talking about an inverted yield curve. On the other hand, if you think that the economy is strong enough to tolerate another 0.25% interest rate hike at the end of this year, and that the labour market remains strong, wages remain strong, consumption still comes through, and so on and so forth, then you aren't going to see a flatter yield curve. You're going to see inflation and inflation expectations remain robust, and you're going to keep an upward sloping curve. But ultimately, I think with all of these things, you have to have a long-term valuation framework in mind. And with 10-year treasuries at 2 and 10-year gilts at around 1, long-term, I still don't want to get sucked into being even neutral duration at this point, and I want to have an eye on how rich yields are across the piece.
Okay, so this week is really the Fed that takes center stage this Wednesday. On Sunday, then, we have another main event on the political agenda to look out for, the German federal elections, with polls suggesting a comfortable lead of Chancellor Angela Merkel. Thanks for watching, and have a very good week ahead.